Blog Talk Radio.
Turnbuckle fans, welcome to a very special edition of the show today. I want to jump right into things with our guest. He is the NWA Continental Champion, the Ghetto Heisman, Bad Blood. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, man, how you doing today?
Doing fairly well. Now, you are a very busy man.
Yeah, I try to stay busy, man. I try to stay busy.
Well, I introduced you as the NWA Continental Champion, which you won last fall from Will Huckabee. But in the meantime, you've won other championships, and you've even brought the NWA Heritage title up into the Pacific Northwest to NWA Blue Collar. It's been changing hands left and right in the last few weeks. You're kind of the center of the NWA right now.
Yeah, I look at it like this, man. There are guys like Chase Owens, you know, who's an amazing athlete within the NWA. He's making waves. You know, Tim Storm, Greg Anthony, Jax Dane, April Gallows, I'm sorry, the Bullet Babe. You know, all of these guys are making noise in NWA. So I figured like this, in order to be the center of the NWA, I have to be making the most noise, right? So I decided I'm going to go out and I'm going to do what I have to do to make sure that I am known as the franchise of the NWA. And don't get it wrong. I mean, there are a lot of guys in the NWA that are, you know, very talented, very out there. But I've been doing this with the NWA for the last 3 years, almost 2 years, and I consider myself the most traveled person in the NWA.
You travel to a lot of NWA affiliates all over the United States. You've challenged for a lot of the NWA championships. You have Connie. In your mind, what is the logical next step for Bad Blood? What title do you see as the next rung of your ladder?
Well, honestly, I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it right here, like I did the last time I was on the show with you. The last time I was on the show with you, I said I wanted to take on Will Huckabee for the NWA Continental title, and I did that. Now I'm going to publicly say it right here, right now, on Turnbuckle Turmoil. I officially want to challenge either the Golden Boy Greg Anthony, the NWA National Heavyweight Champion, or, of course, the new NWA North American Champion, Tyson Dean. Either one of you guys want to step up, put your title on the line, anywhere, any place, any time, trust and believe. You guys are great athletes. You guys are great champions. I mean, Greg Anthony, two-time national champion. That just means you lost the belt one time, you know, to win it back. Tyson Dean, you came out of nowhere. You beat a man that I have much respect for, Tim Storm. But people remember at Texoma, I was that close to beating Tim Storm as well. So I want a shot. I feel like I've earned a shot. I don't want to overstep any boundaries within the NWA, but you know, my time is now.
Bruce Starpore here right now, what would you say to him directly to prove your point that you are the next logical contender to the men you mentioned, Mr. Anthony and Mr. Storm?
I'll say this. Eric Andrews was the NWA national champion. I was that close to beating him. Tim Storm was the NWA North American champion. I was that close to beating him. I learned from my mistakes. I'm an NWA branded wrestler. I promote the brand everywhere, from Iowa to Idaho, Canada to Mexico, Germany to Japan, and all points in between. It is now time for me to take that step. Like me and Bruce Stark, like I said, but we had this conversation before, I need to take that next step. And I feel like I've taken that next step. I'm ready, I'm willing, and I'm able. I'm a company man, NWA through and through. I bleed the red, white, and black. I bleed the National Wrestling Alliance. It's now time for the National Wrestling Alliance to have faith in me and let me run with the ball.
Now, we talked about you having won Connie from Will Huckabee, and you've defended that on a regular basis against a wide number of challengers in a few different places. Are you afraid that now might be a time when you're going to get hit with a lot more attention because a lot of wrestlers will think your focus is off of defending Connie and on to capturing yet another championship? Are you worried about the safety of Connie?
I'll tell you this right now, man. Connie is safe and secure where she's at. The reason why I say that is this. I defend Connie all over the country, three nights a week. I defend it against anybody. I have an open challenge to anyone in the NWA roster, be it someone from NWA Texoma, be it from someone from NWA Elite, hell, be it from NWA Blue Collar Wrestling, NWA Vendetta Pro, you know, NWA New South, NWA Southern, wherever you are in the NWA, any one of the 30 semi-promotions in the NWA, you send your top star to me, hell, I'll even come to you. The reason why is this. In order for the NWA to grow, in order for the NWA to be a powerhouse like it was before, because trust and believe, with Bruce Stark at the helm, with James Beard at the helm, the NWA is about to blow up. Circle City Wrestling, you know, Smoky Mountain, you name it. Top stars everywhere. Anybody want a shot? All the guy I do is sign on the dotted line, and I am there. So Connie is my first priority. In order to be the man, you got to beat the man, so to speak. Well, Will Huckabee was a man, an amazing athlete. I beat him for Connie. And I said I was going to make Connie mean something. It's the championship of the continent of North America. And in a lot of sense, it's kind of like I would say, and most guys probably would never say this about themselves, but I would feel like my title is a step down from the national or North American title. I would consider myself the fourth-ranked champion in the NWA. Not stepping on any toes. But it is what it is. When I became the NWA Pacific Northwest champion, I said I'm going to beat the record by the grappler. I'm going to hold this title longer than anyone else in the NWA. And I did. I said I was going to win the Continental Heavyweight Championship. And I did. Now, Tyson Dean, Greg Anthony, your respective championships, I'm coming for them. That's what the NWA was born on, competition. The best versus the best. And I'm the best at what I do, plain and simple.
Just in the last few weeks, Jason Kincaid made his way here. He was defending the NWA Modern Vintage title. You weren't successful in that bid. Do you think that Bruce Tharp and the board of directors are looking at that match and bypassing you as far as contenders go? Do you think that loss hurt you?
Well, let's go back. Let's rewind a minute. You were the referee in that match, so you know. That was the first ever triple-tier, triple-championship match ever in the NWA's history. I mean, down in California, they have World Triforce Championship. That's a three-way match. But this was a three-way match, but not one, not two, but three titles. Each pinfall was a title. So, if you want to look at it like this, I defended the NWA Continental Heavyweight Championship against Dave Havoc Hollenbeck and against the Gift Jason Kincaid. I pinned Jason Kincaid 1, 2, 3, clean. So, if the NWA Board of Directors is looking at wins and losses, I just beat Jason Kincaid. Smoky Mountains, one of Smoky Mountains Kyle Stars, a Ring of Honor prospect, a Ring of Honor star. In the last month, I've beaten former WWE wrestler, the Hardcore Kid. I've beaten former WWE and longest reigning WWF Intercontinental Champion in history, the Honky Tonk Man. I've beaten former XPW star, Homeless Jimmy. I've beaten former WWE Tough Enough competitor and championship wrestler from Hollywood star, Big Nasty Eric Watts. I've also beat Jason Kincaid. I've also beat championship wrestler from Hollywood star, Sasha Drevko. This was in the last like four or five weeks. Not to mention, I've beaten, Havoc. I've defended the Continental title in seven different states in the last 2 months. So, if the NWA is looking at wins and losses, I think I have a higher win ratio than a loss. True, Jason Kincaid did beat me, but I beat him first. So, as far as I'm concerned, there needs to be a rubber match between the Gift and myself. Just throwing it out there.
He does love to travel, so very conceivable we'll get him back.
Our paths will cross again. I guarantee that. Jason Kincaid, and like I said it before, and I'll say it again, Jason Kincaid is one of the most amazing men I've ever faced in the ring. Bar none, that guy's skill. Honestly, I'll tell you this right now, Jason Kincaid is a gift. He is a gift. That guy is so technically sound and so amazing. Just to work with a guy like that, man, I'm telling you, it's out of sight, out of mind.
I jumped on his bandwagon years ago, so I'm right there with you.
Yeah, I've watched him. I've watched him progress in Smoky Mountain. I remember going to Japan. I was with New Japan Dojo in Los Angeles, and we were having a tryout. And a lot of guys came to that tryout. One half of the United States Tag Team Champions, Sigmund, the wrestling technician, as I like to call him, because that guy has so much skill. It's ridiculous. He came to the turn. He came there. And he was telling me, this is like 10 years ago, 11 years ago. He was telling me, watch out for this guy, man. This guy's going to be something. I've watched matches with him and Chase Owens. That match that they had at Creator Champions, off the hook. So anytime you get Jason Kincaid in the ring with somebody, I'm guaranteeing you it's going to be top notch.
Absolutely. I was on a show with him on Kentucky. I got to see him in person for the first time then. Absolutely amazing.
Oh, wait. Speaking of Kentucky, big shout out to my girl, Amazing Maria. Yeah, three-time, not one, not two, but three-time OVW Women's Champ.
Absolutely she is. She has a great manager, too. Certain promotions, she carries a manager. Absolutely phenomenal.
I wonder who that could be.
Some guy.
Some dude. Well, I'll say this. The NWA has a lot of talent. A lot of those guys out of Circle City are great, too. Drew Skills, Apollo Starr, Remy Walk, those guys, ladies' man, Mike King, former, you got Joey the Kid Owens. and you got the former United States heavyweight champion, Rob Kincaid. True tradition. Do you remember, were you at Cauliflower Alley by any chance?
No.
Well, Cauliflower Alley Club, 51st anniversary, Team Blue Collar Wrestling versus Team Circle City Wrestling. Six-man tag team match, all titles on the line. That was the night he became the Heritage Champ. Who did that pin for that title? True Tradition, Jason Kincaid. No, I'm sorry, True Tradition, Rob Kincaid. So, let's see. Oh, that's weird. Interesting. If he was the former United States champion and I pinned him, shouldn't I get a shot at the United States title as well? I'm just going to throw all my eggs in one basket right now. I'm challenging any champion in the NWA. It doesn't matter who it is, because in order for me to get a shot against Jack Stain, who by far is the top guy in our business right now, I'm talking WWE and, you know, WWE, TNA, their champions are great, but Jack Stain is better. And our brand is not entertainment. Our brand is wrestling. So in order for me to be the best wrestler, I need to wrestle the best. So anyone, any champion in the NWA, hell, any wrestler in the NWA that is the best at what they do, I extend my hand to you and issue an open challenge. I'm just going to call everybody out. And, I was told a long time ago by Roddy Piper, in order to get noticed, you got to make noise. So I'm going to make as much noise as possible.
You bring up Circle City Wrestling. I'm just going to throw out the name of Dice Man Ronnie Vegas because I'm completely biased. But you brought up Ring of Honor when you were talking about Jason Kincaid, and we would be remiss if we didn't mention you were teaming with another member of the Ring of Honor roster last Sunday, Kevin Sullivan, just less than 48 hours after he was on national television on Ring of Honor. He was the tag team partner of yourself and Buddy Highway forming the new Dungeon of Doom. How great was it having Kevin Sullivan as your partner, fresh off of his first Ring of Honor television appearance?
You know, it's funny you mentioned that, because right before we started this interview, that call that I got was Kevin Sullivan. Funny as it is. Kevin's a great guy. Kevin's great. You know, he sees something and he goes after it and he molds that person. You know, there are a few guys in this business that I idolized growing up. You know, it wasn't like Hulk Hogan, or it wasn't, you know, Andre the Giant. It wasn't Iron Sheik. It was guys like Kevin Sullivan, Arn Anderson, Tully Blanchard, guys that I watched growing up watching NWA Championship Wrestling from Florida. You know, Tugboat Taylor, guys I watched in Global Wrestling in Texas. Zavon Erics, wrestlers. Not actors, not comic book heroes, but wrestlers. And Kevin, which is Kevin's such a stereotypical wrestler. He's not 6'5", 275 pounds of jacked muscle. No. He's like 5'8", 5'9", and Kevin's a killer. He's a pit bull, man. And when he came to myself and Buddy Hyde, when he said, "Hey, I see something in you guys that is untapped. I want to show you how to get to the next level." He asked us if we were interested in teaming with him in forming the Dungeon of Doom, and he made us an offer I can't refuse.
Now, the three of you wrestled Chauncey Willover, Dave Havoc Hollenbeck, and, of course, the Honky Tonk Man. The Honky Tonk Man disillusioned with his tag team partners at the end of the match. But when you're stepping in there with the man that has the credentials of the Honky Tonk Man, someone that's been all over the world. He's wrestled in every major territory. He's held titles in several different territories. He's been wrestling longer than you've been alive. What's the feeling when you get in there and you tie up with someone like that?
Honestly, man, it was great. You know, Honky Tonk Man, the longest reigning WWF Intercontinental Champion. But then again, I'm the longest reigning Pacific Northwest Heavyweight Champion. I'm the current Continental Heavyweight Champion. I represent the National Wrestling Alliance. So was I awestruck? Yeah, it's the Honky Tonk Man. Come on. Be real. I mean, it's a living legend. But one thing I was told many years ago by another living legend, you get in that ring, and that guy is there to do the same job you're there to do. Don't get awestruck, and don't lose sight of what you're there to do. But what Chauncey Welliver and Dave had a Hollenbeck, a man who, in 2 weeks' time, I will face in the final encounter, Blood versus Havoc. Havoc has been playing mind games. He's been telling the fans that I'm going to be back to the old Bad Blood, the guy who would set a person on fire, the guy who would, you know, hit you with his car, a guy who would do whatever it took to win. Well, I'll tell you this. Havoc thought he outsmarted us, him and Chauncey both did, by bringing in Honky Tonk Man. Well, Honky Tonk Man, I tell you, Honky's a true and true man. He didn't want to be in that match with those guys. He didn't like what they stood for. But he was there to wrestle. So when I spoke with him earlier in the week about, hey, man, I know we're facing each other, but I'm a big fan. He said, hey, Blood, I'm a big fan of yours. I like what you're doing. I disagree with what this guy is trying to do to you. But I like what you're doing, and I support it. So that right there in itself was enough to make me feel like, hey, I'm doing the right thing. Maybe this new lease is working for me, you know? And you see the outcome of the match. Havoc was pinned once again. Don't get me wrong. Havoc is an amazing athlete. And I will say this. I will shout it to the mountaintop. Dave Havoc Hollenbeck is a man who is a master of jiu-jitsu. He's a submission specialist. He's a technical wizard. He's perhaps one of the best wrestlers ever to step foot in the Northwest. So, every time you're in the ring with that guy, you're in the ring, you're there, it's going to be a fight. It's going to be a battle. And one way or the other, someone's going to have to come out on top. He has an incredible win streak. Former BCW Heavyweight Champion. Former NWA Heritage Champion. As soon as he lost the belt because of me. I wasn't there, man. I was in California. My music, I don't know what happened there that night, but apparently my music started playing. He lost focus. Tex Thompson beat him for the title. Such is life.
Technically, it was Iron Man. But I believe, speaking of that individual, do we have someone from the state of Washington on the phone with us now?
Am I on right now?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Have you guys heard?
Have we heard why?
You heard that there's a guy by the name of Bad Blood trying to act like another guy named Bad Blood. That ain't the same guy that I know. That you got on your phone being all polite to you. He hasn't even said one time how annoying your voice is to him.
So you're telling me that you, Mr. Havoc Hollenbeck, Dave, the man I just said, was by far one of the best wrestlers I've ever seen in my career. You have to come online today to ruin a great interview going between myself and Sign Guy.
Well, I haven't ruined it yet.
Trying to spread your hate and your propaganda.
Let me tell you this, Dave.
Let me tell you this. In 2 weeks' time, 2 weeks from tomorrow. You have 15 days. Because in 15 days, playtime's over. The games are done. One way or the other, it's going to be the final encounter. You and me. And I'll give the devil his due. A couple weeks ago, when we had Jason Kincaid in that the triple threat, and I beat Jason Kincaid, you didn't give me 30 seconds to breathe before you rolled me up and you grabbed my shorts and you held me down for the three counts. You beat me. 1, 2, 3. I tell the world, Havoc beat me. And then you cost me another fall.
Give me a second. Let me fill you in on what's going on. Let me tell you guys what's going on. You know how you talked about Jason Kincaid and you're just talking about Honky Tonk Man and you're talking about Kevin Sullivan? What if all this was my plan the whole time? Get you to down a road where you're talking about all these other guys and not yourself. The guy that I know. The guy that would steal off of his mother's back. The guy that would punch a kid in the face for talking wrong to him. Where's that guy?
Hey, that was one time.
I can deal with that guy. This guy, I mean, is almost like an Uncle Tom to me.
You know, sign guy. I'll tell you, this guy that's on the line right now is going to spread. Is going to spread his hatred and his. You know, I mean, what happened to the guy that I knew years ago, who would go out there and have the best technical match ever? What happened to that guy? What happened to the guy that believed in fair play? What happened to that?
I followed your lead from what you used to be. I blame you for who I become. I tried to be a nice guy. I tried
to
be everybody's buddy. That shit don't work. It doesn't get the job done. So for all this venom that I spew toward you comes from you. I started doing what you used to do, and look where it's got me. I'm in matches with Kevin Sullivan, Honky Tonk Man, Bad Blood, Buddy Highway, Honky Tonk Man, Chauncey Weebler. These guys are where...
No, you got to those matches, Dave, and I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you this right here and all the people here listening tonight on this show. You got to those matches because you are a technical wizard, because you are a man that has there's so much about you that you don't know. But yet, you're letting this anger and this hatred and this sickness of yours consume you. But that's fine. Because the fans of ECW, the fans of the NWA, they've elected me to be the guy. And I'm that guy. Only that guy. That no matter what my personal feelings are about you, Dave, because I think you're amazing. I'm the guy that's going to stop you once and for all. I'm the guy that's going to put you and Kevin Brandt back on the show. I'm the guy. And in 2 weeks' time, not only am I going to beat you in front of all those people at Blue Collar Wrestling, but in all the people within the NWA, I'm going to show you respect for the NWA. I'm going to make sure you respect the ring, the fans, the referee, the light guy, the sound girl, the fat dude in the crowd, all of that. Because when it's all said and done, you and Kevin Brandt are going to walk around that building and apologize to each and every one of those fans. You're going to go back there.
What if you're wrong? What if you become my bitch?
You know?
Could you imagine? Imagine me coming and staying at your house. Or you coming to my house. I will own your contract. Do you understand? You might have to go pick up my laundry from the dry cleaner.
Hmm.
Have you thought about that? And this,
have you not seen...
This thing going a little 50-50, I would say.
Have you not seen how hard I've been training? Have you not seen that I've been focused? Have you not seen that I've been running? I've been grappling. Hell, I've taken jiu-jitsu. I've been doing all of this stuff. Because of you.
Did you guys hear what I said?
In a lot of ways, Dave, I'm going to lay it out like this. You have done something to me. A little bit of what you've done has done something to me. It's pushed me.
I know.
It's pushed me to be harder.
I'm the pressure cooker around here,
faster.
Man. You get next to me, you got to get better. I know. I don't allow for people to go half. You have to get better. But, with that being said, you may lose that match. You may, to answer to me, I may own your contract. I tell you what. What's going to be worse than me have to go apologize to those fans? I've been a fan favorite. I know what that's like. You ain't ever had to answer to a guy like me. You ain't ever had a guy that makes Don King look like, Art Davies. I'm going to make you wish you were just your old self and just decided to do the easy thing.
Oh,
I'm not asking
game.
You to be my friend. I'm not asking you to be my friend. I'm asking you to cut the bullshit, man.
So that's your thing.
You.
You beat me. You're going to make me do things that I used to do?
Yeah.
You're going to try to make me become that person I was before? That ruthless, cutthroat guy who didn't care about hurting anyone or anything? Is that what your game is?
Because that's
who
you really
are. I'm going to tell you. Everything you're pushing me to try to do, the reason why I'm training so hard not to do it. So this Sunday, I face one of the most amazing light heavyweight wrestlers in the NWA today, King Jaden, a guy who has actually beaten you. So this Sunday, I'm going to face him in one-on-one competition. And I believe you face the NWA Pacific Northwest heavyweight champion, Buddy Highway, who happens to be my tag team partner. Last time you guys faced each other, I do believe he pulled out Uncle Sully's golden spike and bloodied you to a bloody pulp.
That is true. I didn't know he was
going
to pull a spike out. I didn't know he was going to pull a spike out. That's not typical,
hey.
Buddy Highway. That's not typical,
hey.
Buddy Highway.
I don't know why he did
but
it.
But I do see it coming now.
I don't know why he did it. But I will tell
you
this.
Why he did it?
Kevin Sullivan has instilled in us something that I can't explain, but it's making me harder to be the best at what I do. And in 2 weeks, Dave, you're going to find out what Kevin Sullivan has been doing, what Buddy Highway has been doing, what the franchise player has been doing. In 2 weeks' time, Dave, it ain't about belts. Hell, it ain't even about pinfalls. Submission, count out, ain't about none of that. It's about two men getting in the ring, showcasing why they are the best at what they do. One man's going to walk out the winner, and Dave, by hook or by crook, or should I say, one way or another, it's going to be me.
Well, gentlemen, we have someone else on the line here. Let's see who they have. We have the caller from the 580 area code.
Am I live?
Yes, you are.
You got that BJ Dearden guy on there?
Is this Robert Langdon?
God, he acts like he's a wrestler or something. No, he's washes his gear after every show. You know, carry his bag, lace up his shoes and everything, just to be with the guy.
This is Robert Langdon. Let me tell you who this is. This is NWA Tech Soma promoter, Robert Langdon, a guy who draws by far the biggest internet crowd for wrestling in all of NWA Tech Soma. Okay? He's a guy that just ran a huge show not too long ago. Robert, I want to ask you this.
You weren't on there, were you? That's why.
You had me face.
I like this guy.
You would like this guy. He's trying to get me to be like you too, Dave. But I'm going to tell you this, Robert. You guys like Dave Abbott, Hollenbeck, you guys are all trying to get me to become that guy that I was before. I'm a representative of the National Wrestling Alliance. And I'm not going to fall for your shady games there, Dave. And, Robert, you and I joke back and forth, but you know the guy that I am. You put me up against Tim Storm.
Yes, we do. And just remember that Kevin Sullivan likes his clothes on delicate, not, you know, not tumbled. what's funny was I just shared in the promoter group. We did Oakland Con last weekend with a couple mm-hmm. other promotions and stuff like that. We're sitting up there and everything, and I walked by Jeff Jarrett. And he walks in. As I walk by him and stuff, I give him a little nod of the head. Of course, you know how guys are. He walks by as I walk by and stuff. He goes, "Do I know you?" I said, "Yeah." So we talked a couple of years ago about you coming in and working for me. He says, "You're that promoter out of Texas, right? The Texoma or something like that, right?" I said, "Yeah, that's me." I said, "NWA Texoma." He goes, "Man." He goes, "Yeah, we need to work together." I said, "We do." He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "Half my locker room knows who you are. They talk about you." That's impressive.
You see, Dave?
Sounds like bad.
Those are the kind of people.
Texas to have this match. I might make more money.
You see, Dave, those are the kind of people that you want. Those are the kind of people that you wrestle and you build a reputation so guys like Robert Langdon will come and book you. You know, Dave.
Well, Robert,
like
Robert,
I say, you're,
listen to this, Robert.
Yes?
Why don't you book this match with me and Bad Blood? Then you can have the... You could see in person Bad Bud change who he is to what he was.
Yeah, but then, you know, who's gonna watch Kevin's gear when he's gone? I'm traveling around. Then you can have listen to, you know, VJ crying about not being there, and then he'll have to bring his blanket, and then he's got a stuffed animal and stuff, you know.
Hey, you said you weren't gonna say anything about the stuffed animal. You see, Robert, I cannot trust you. You said you weren't gonna bring up the stuffed animal.
Hey, I didn't bring up about your thong bikini down, did I?
Yeah, that was Buddy Highways, man. That was not mine.
Sure.
Well, guys, I can tell you, with Robert Langdon on the line, it's always fun because Robert likes to, you know, let's have a good time. But he is one of the most hardest working promoters I've ever met in my 23-plus years in this business. So, hats off to you, Robert.
Well, thank you. Well, you know, the thing is in wrestling, you know, as a promoter and everything, you have to push your brand. You have to push your workers. You've got to push everything that you can. And it's the only way you're going to get noticed. You know, I treat my guys, they get treated just, I mean, they're like everybody's family in my world. You know, there's nobody that gets any treated any differently or any better than anybody else. You know, I don't know how many times I've bought, you know, my boys' lunches or dinners and stuff like that and everything else. You know, we did a show not too long ago. No names, no mentions of any shows or anything like that. But, you know, the guys didn't get paid very little money or didn't get paid at all, you know. And afterwards, I took them all out for dinner. You know, that's the least I can do for them. You know, and that's how it is. You take care of your boys will be loyal to you.
And that's what I try to instill in these guys. You know, guys like Havoc, who was an amazing wrestler. You know, Robert, I will tell you this. I would watch a match with Hollenbeck just for the simple fact that he can work. He can work with a guy like APOC. He can work with Charlie Haas. Somebody in a car or an elevator.
You're in a car. Shut up.
Oh, well, you know, get in the car so we can finish this interview.
Well, I was going to stop and get something to eat, you know, but now we're going to go ahead and go out for ice cream instead.
No. You got to go to Wendy's. You got to get the cheeseburger, man. You got to get the fry.
We don't have a Wendy's here.
Okay. You got to go to, what do you have there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah,
you got
the
my
last
favorite
last,
place.
There is a Wendy's here, but I think she's got Clap or something. I'm not sure.
You got to go to Whataburger. That's my spot.
That's where we were at, but we want ice cream instead.
Well, shit, I'm going to go there.
Yeah.
Well, we kind of got a little bit off topic here, so I'm going to rein us back on topic. Here's the deal. Dave, you're a great athlete. You're a great wrestler. This is a guy I can see working with APOC, Charlie Hoff, anyone else in the in Texoma's locker room. But I will tell you this. In 2 weeks' time, 15 days, Dave, we're going to show Robert Langdon. We're going to show the entire NWA locker room, the entire NWA management, the roster, anybody that watches NWA, anybody that knows the three letters exist. Why here in Blue Collar Wrestling, we're the best thing going in Oregon. One of us is going to walk out a winner. One of us is going to walk out a loser.
And one might walk out a changed man.
How many promotions are in Oregon?
There's several promotions
only
in
one.
Oregon.
There's only,
only one,
one
that matters.
That
well, that's what I was getting ready to
that's
say.
That's the one that Havoc belongs to.
Out of all the promotions and stuff, I hear about one in Oregon, always. And that's the only one that I hear about. I never hear about any other one. And then, you know, it's kind of like, you know, California and stuff. I know California is loaded with them. But there's only one or two that you ever hear about. And most of them that you hear about are all NWA attached. So, I mean, NWA's got a really good crowd and everything else. I think, BJ, I think that you're going to have your work cut out for you with your next opponent. You know, but the thing is, you know, all you can do is get out there, work your hardest, and try your best. If you come up at the end, just rematch it and kick his ass.
Mr. Langdon, opponent, he has Kane this weekend. He could have had me this weekend. He chose to take Kane. He has to get ready.
Actually, I wanted to have you this weekend. I wanted to finish it off once and for all. But
he
that
has
slimy,
laundry to do. You have to. Yeah.
That slimy piece of crap lawyer of yours, Kevin Brandt, decided that he didn't want me to. He didn't want me to face him. He's afraid of what was going to happen to me.
It's because you didn't want to agree to the stipulation.
You had laundry to do. You got clothes to press, trunks to wash.
Actually, I
do
have my laundry to do.
I came with you with specific. A specific request, and you did not answer them. So we got a week, an extra week, so this can go down.
In front of everyone, online, Facebook, streamed online, the referee, the 325 people that were in the audience, the ring announcer, the timekeeper, the girl who was picking her nose in the corner, you know, all those people. I asked for a loser leave the NWA match. Kevin Brandt knew that I was going to beat you and that his meal ticket was going to be gone. So Kevin Brandt decided, hey, let's try something different. So Kevin Brandt, once again, saved you.
No, he outsmarted you. He outsmarted you.
Sounds like a bunch of crying to me. I'm going to go eat lunch.
We shall see.
I'll let you guys later.
You have a good day, Robert. Ladies and gentlemen, Robert Langdon.
Hey, you know who? There was another guy in that match that we ain't talking about. That was the referee. What was his name?
The referee is actually on the phone with us right now.
I know. I have a point. I need him to speak up right now.
That would be fine, guy. I was the official in charge.
Do you feel maybe that last weekend that I was just a little under the gun? You know, being that my partner didn't want to work with me, Honky Tonk Man.
Is that why Kevin Brandt went to go get that hired hitman, Big Vicious, to come in and try to attack me?
And how long was he a factor in the match because of you?
I took him out.
Yeah. So I did technically lose the match, but if you look at the numbers, I was way undergunned. I'm not making any excuses. I did feel like I was the one carrying the match, yes. But and I'm not complaining about that. I like that spot. But that means that there was a Honky Tonk Man against me, a Bad Blood against me. Kevin Sullivan. The fans. Buddy Highway, you know, how am I supposed to but when in 2 weeks it'll just be me and you. It's funny that all these bad guys from our childhood, Bad Blood, all these bad guys that we used to look up to or that we used to hate as kids, like the Honky Tonk Man and Kevin Sullivan, they want nothing to do with me. Does that make me worse than them? Or do I remind them of what they used to be back in the day, and now that they're trying to make their money on the independents, lad-handing these freaks and fans all over the country?
You know,
I think I remind them of themselves, and they don't like that.
I thought about that. I thought about that over the last week. I thought about that. And, you know, there's a saying that in order, you know, there's a saying that heaven's afraid, heaven doesn't want you, but hell's afraid you'll come and take over. You're that evil. You're that sick in the mind. You're that disgusting. That it's so bad that even guys who, Kevin Sullivan, who's been accused of a lot of things over the last, like, 20 years, let's just call it what it is, one of the sickest, most dangerous men in the business, hates you. The Honky Tonk Man.
I wear that as a badge of honor.
A guy who hit Mae Young over the head with a guitar wants nothing to do with you. What does that say? Realistically, what does that say? It simply says this. No one believes your hype. No one believes that you are as sick and as twisted as you pretend to be. Dave, you're right. In 2 weeks' time, two men will enter that ring and two men will leave changed. Not one, two. Because my goal now, Dave, is to prove to everyone that you are not the man you pretend to be.
Okay. That's all fair and good. I think that maybe I'm not who I say I am. Maybe I'm worse. Maybe I'm less. But all I know is that your friends are scared of something. They don't want to be anywhere near me. They don't want to be in the same ring with me. That tells me something. That tells me that with you being fake-ass Bad Blood and those guys being fake-ass who they used to be, I'm on the right path. I'm calling it right as I see it. The only reason why they act like that is for the money. Is that why you're acting like this, Bad Blood? Is that why you're being Mr. Nice Guy, is for the money? Or is this who you really are? I'm gonna leave on these words and let your fans digest this. He being nice to you because he wants your money. He being nice to you because he's a good guy. Just look at who he surrounds himself with. Kevin Sullivan, bad guy. I don't care what you say. Look what he did to Hulk Hogan. Look what he did to, you know, in his matches with Chris Benoit. Look at the Honky Tonk Man. There was never nothing good about him. And now all of a sudden they're out there glad-handing the fans, signing autographs. That's bullshit. You're hanging around with a bunch of bullshit. I'm the realest thing that's in your life. And when I'm done, when it's all said and done, hopefully, I make your eyes see. Because if I don't, that makes me wrong about all of them and you. It makes me look like a fool.
Oh.
And I can't live with that. I can't live with being your fool, the fans' fool, the NWA's fool, the Pacific Northwest fool, BCW fool. I can't live with that. I'll walk right out of the building if I'm made their fool. But I don't see it that way. I know who you are, and I know why you're doing it. That's all I got to say.
Bad blood, those were some heavy words Havoc was laying down on you.
You know, Havoc's been on this mission to try to change me. He's been on this mission to try to bring the old bad blood back. And I'm telling him it's not going to work. You see, guys like Robert Langdon, James Beard, Tim Storm, Bruce Starr, Tim Thomason, you know, guys like that, Andy Anderson, you know, guys like that are the reason why I'm in the NWA. Guys like that, the respect, Rob Conway, Matt Riviera, guys like Tyson Dean, Greg Anthony, those are the reasons why I'm in the NWA, because see, in order to be the best in this business, you have to beat the best in this business. And that's why I'm here. Dave is one of the best in this business. But Dave wants to take it just a little bit further. Just a little bit further. He likes to play mind games. That's the reason why Kevin Sullivan came to me. I know I'll play a few mind games. Havoc lost his title well because of my music playing. He just assumed that I was there. Do you not think that works to show you that? Havoc brought in Honky Tonk Man. So Honky Tonk Man can help defeat the Dungeon of Doom. Honky Tonk Man gave him the shake, rattle, and roll. I didn't have it. Do you not think that I orchestrated that? So keep in mind, I can play the mind games too. I've been taught by the best. I just want to go about it a whole different way.
Shut up, bad blood. Listen. These guys are in a line waiting to sign somebody's piece of paper for them for money. That's what you're turning into. Do you see that? You're turning into these yellow belly guys that you know have no souls anymore. They're not who they used to be, and that makes me sick. And it makes me sick looking at you, watching you.
You know,
well,
Dave,
Duma, we have one more caller on the line. Let's bring them on. Do we have the caller from the 606 area code?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Oh, I know who that is.
I do as well.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, I want to introduce you to the not one, not two, but what is it? Three-time OVW Women's Champion?
Yes, sir. And current.
Not just awesome, but amazing, Maria.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
So tell me how the gathering is going for you.
The gathering's going good. We just finished up Girl Fight about an hour ago. You know, undefeated on Girl Fight once again. So, just kick someone in the face. Worked out well.
You know, we have a guy on the line that I'm facing in 2 weeks, and I'm going to basically just, when I finally beat this guy, I'm going to shut him up once and for all. And even Maria, being the OVW Women's Champion, can plainly see, Dave, having that you're fake, you're phony. And I'll bring Maria from Kentucky to Oregon, so she can beat you up and prove it too.
What's going on, Blood? Somebody giving you trouble?
Oh, no. You know, no one's giving me trouble. There's a gentleman here that is an amazing wrestler. He is by far one of the best guys I've ever faced, and I've faced a lot of guys. Problem is, he's trying to turn me into that guy that he used to be, the guy that would set his own mother on fire, the guy that would... wouldn't piss on you to put you out if you were standing next to him. I'm not that guy anymore. He's been messing with the fans and messing with me, trying to get me to do that. So in 2 weeks' time, 15 days to be exact, I'm going to defeat Hollenbeck one last time. And Dave, when I beat you, trust and believe in front of all those fans, I might just make you wear a dress the following week. So I hope you're not, opposed to shaving your legs.
Conversation. I'm so nauseous from your friend, the stupid girl on the phone here with her stupid laugh. I don't know how to tell you this, but I don't know if you had a drinking problem in the past. I don't know if you were on drugs, but that dude was way cooler, way more real than this guy that you become. I don't know who did this to you. You had a lobotomy, but I just seeing you coming out smacking hands with these fans. It's like. Have you ever heard of the Mandela effect? Like, I feel like I woke up in a different reality with you. So,
well,
I'm done with this conversation. I'm done with your dumb friends. I'm done with talking about these old stars that now sit and wait for fans to come pay them for their autograph. I'm done with all that. I see you in 2 weeks. Prepare to fight. I'm going to take your goddamn head off. Got it? I'm out of here.
Wow.
I think we may have upset Mr. Holland back there. What do you think?
I think so. But while I have the opportunity, I have to ask Amazing Maria this. Are all of your joints healthy so far at the gathering?
No.
Again?
Yes, on Thursday, the first day I got here, it kind of popped and snapped. So I'm pretty sure it's probably torn.
I'm begging you just one time come out without having a joint injury.
I thought I was going to make it, but as soon as I got to the gathering on Thursday, I just stepped up on the stage and it just rolled and one of the ring riders kind of caught me. I fell like a sack of potatoes. It was ugly.
But like a true champion, you're still there. You're still kicking butt. You're fighting through the injury.
Yeah. I had it taped up so tight it wouldn't even, like, you know, it wouldn't bend, it wouldn't turn. I just taped it up, and luckily I had a tag match. I think I found someone that will make a great tag partner for me. So we were very out of Dayton, Ohio, Samantha Height, the Lost Girl.
Oh, okay. I've heard of her.
I'm familiar as well. You guys would make a good team.
Oh, yeah. Her attitude is just like mine. We work well together. It was just pure beauty.
Well, what do you got coming up next?
Coming up next weekend, going to be in South Bend, Indiana for When Worlds Collide 2. Going to be a big show on Saturday. And then following that, a little ways up from South Bend on Sunday is another Strong Style show. I'm not sure what they named it, but it's another Strong Style show that... I'm in a four-way tag match, I think. Haley and I are representing a horror show, and we are taking on Legendary, maybe a three-way tag. But I'm going to look it up real quick. We're going to be the only two girls in there with a bunch of men trying to beat up on us, but I don't think it's going to fare too well for them. Oh, Headlock on Hunger. It is Haley Shadows and myself against the police department, the Slobber Knockers, and Legendary.
You said the police department. Right now they got a lot of heat going on with everybody, you know.
That Rod Streets got heat on him like nobody's business.
Yeah, especially with all this hashtag life matters, you know. Yeah.
I think I can use old Rod Street for, to my advantage until time comes down to putting him away.
I met Ross Street over there at NWA Circle City, and I gotta say that he's the real deal, man. Like people say, "Yeah, this guy's the next star." No, this guy really is. This guy really is the next big thing.
Oh yeah, he's good.
Only problem I see with him is that he is not a Green Bay Packers fan.
Right. He is not a Green Bay Packers fan, and he and I have issues there.
Right.
Speaking of NWA, are you coming down on the 7th? We have the 7th. You going to be in town?
Well, I'm not really sure. Management hasn't gotten a hold of me about any specific dates.
Gotcha.
I know they're taking a sabbatical over the summer a little bit. They held a show. We're going to hold another show, so the anniversary. So, but I've been in touch with management. Management's been in touch with me, and I'm coming. I got the. I'm coming in soon because I owe Rob Kincaid. Once he gets a United States title back, I'm coming to get it from him.
Gotcha.
And you never know when I might just show up there. I have an open invitation.
I think I'm going to put my hand, put my name in the hat for that NWA women's title. I think I might give Cameron Starr a run for her money.
Well, speaking of NWA women's champions, NWA Supreme Women's Champion Ashley Grace is going to be coming to the Northwest to defend the title. She's held it for pretty much a long time since she won it at NWA Supreme. And she's looking to challenge some women in your area. She's a champion like myself that goes out looking for the challengers. She wants to make herself the best in the business by taking on everybody. So I kind of threw your name her way. Who knows?
Well,
maybe Turnbuckle Turmoil will sponsor a trip to Oregon.
You never know.
I mean, we do have an NWA Pacific Northwest Women's Champion that's always looking for competition. So,
bring me in. I'll take them all on. I don't care.
Well, I'm going to let you guys go. It's been a great time talking to you. Maria, I will be in touch with you as the huge sign guy. I will see you tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Will you be down tomorrow?
I will be there.
Sign guy is a very busy guy. He's that guy travels just about as much as I do, which says a lot because, I'm always in the air somewhere. But I want to thank you for the opportunity to come on here and to express my opinions about such and discuss my happenings with the NWA. And like I said, open challenge. Tyson Dean, Greg Anthony, anyone in the NWA locker room. If you want it, come and get it, because the best of what I do, I will be here. An amazing Maria, awesome as usual. You need to check her out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all them spots, because you never know what she's up to. Sign guy,
pleasure,
you're looking out. Oh, okay. I've just been told that they've had a Hollenbeck they just said that Hollenbeck was going to shoot a promo on the Sign Guy show today on Turnbuckle Turmoil about how we're all being fake in the world of professional wrestling. Everyone needs to be who they are. So right here, right now, Sign Guy, I'm going to petition the NWA to have you as the referee for that match, because I know you'll call it down the middle. We're not going to have Kevin Brandt and his shadiness trying to ruin the best match of the year. What do you say to that?
I wouldn't mind to get petition in there.
All right. I'm going to talk to the Blue Collar Wrestling officials today. I'll make it happen for you.
All right. All right, well, Bad Blood, a pleasure as always. I will see you tomorrow at Portland. Amazing Maria. For the love of Fez, please don't hurt any more of your joints.
I'm doing my best, I promise.
Can't have you walk around crutches.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Right.
Hey, I seen a Snapchat of you and your daughter going to the gathering. Yeah, made my day.
Oh, yeah. It's been an experience, that's for sure.
Yeah, I wrestled for the Clowns not too long ago, a couple years back here in Portland, and it was an experience that I will never forget.
Oh, I guarantee it.
So you stay safe. Fine guy, I will see you tomorrow, my friend.
All right, I will see you then. Maria, get my best boys out your way, and I'll cross paths with you probably in the next couple of months or so, I would imagine.
Hey, did you send that? Did Maria send that promo, that sign of the times with Buddy Highway?
Yeah. Yes, I did. You guys made my day.
We're always putting you over somewhere.
I love it. You guys absolutely made my day.
Well, thank you for being on the show. You made mine.
Aww.
All right, Sign Guy. I'm out.
All right. Well, fans, we'll be back with you tomorrow afternoon on our regular.
Yes, I am.
Well, I believe you, Maria. All right.
Well.
So we'll be back with you regular time on Sunday. We have the Dahlia, fresh off an IWA Mid-South debut. She will be with us, so tune in tomorrow. See what she has to say, and we'll talk to you then.